And the foundation is simply that we're here to do two things: love God, love others. Just get that foremost in your life, in your mind. This is what you're here for. It's to love God and love others. In fact, I would tell my kids this when they're really little, because we get to a store, we drive someplace. So what are we doing here? I say, or why are we here, is what they say. I say, we're here to love God and love others. No, Dad, why are we at this store? and they never did get it, because I always say, why are we here? And then I'd always say the same thing. We're here to love God and love others. That's the foundation of your walk. Okay, it's like your two legs. What am I doing here when I wake up in the morning? I'm here to love God and love others. That's it. And if your focus ends up being, well, I'm here to get out of the program so I can do this and I can do that and all that stuff, and you've got all these things in your mind of why you're here, you've got to get to what the foundation. And then if the other things fit on top of the foundation, they work. If they don't fit, then you go, okay, well, maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, if you're going to, just one second, if you're going to be loving God and loving others, does your body need to be working good? Most of the time, yeah. So it's good to take care of your body, right? So it's not like you'd say, oh, I'm just here to love God and love others, so I'm just going to let myself go to pieces. If you let yourself go to pieces, you're not in the place to be able to do that. Loving ourselves is a real difficult thing, all right? Because we're told a lot, love yourself, right? You know, you got to love yourself first. And there's some truth in it, but it's very dangerous. It's not in the Bible to love ourselves. All right. God loves us. His love for us is sufficient. We're to take care of ourselves, but love yourself really, it depends what you're looking at as love, but it's doing what's best for yourself no matter how you feel. Now, if you're going to say, well, I'm going to do what's best for my body no matter how I feel, that's a good thing because you're taking care of your body. Why? Because it's a temple of the Holy Spirit, and it was given to you as a gift by God. God, you gave me this gift. I'm going to take care of it. Okay, if that's the purpose for loving your body, because it's a gift, then that's great.
Well, I mean, it does specify that our body is our temple, and to cherish the temple, right?
Right, exactly. Okay. Right. So we're doing it, but why? Remember what I just said. Does it fit on top of the foundation? Okay. Does it fit on top of the foundation? And the foundation are loving God and loving others. That's the Jesus summed it all up, okay? If loving yourself fits into that, in other words, if I take really good care of myself, I'm going to be able to go, if I work hard for the next 6 months and really take care of my body, I'm going to be able to go out in this mission field in Africa and do this work, because I'm getting old and I got to get myself getting older and I got to take care of myself. So I'm going to really love my body for the next 6 months. Why? Because I love God and He's given me a calling and I need to do it because it fits the goal. All right. So I can get more into that later, but I'm going to say we got to be careful about loving ourselves if it doesn't have a purpose and in God and what He's had for us. And so I just encourage any of you who really think that's the case, go find scripture that talks about loving yourself. Okay, go ahead.
There's one that says to love your neighbor even as you love yourself.
Right. Okay. So we in the flesh, we love ourselves
too much.
Right. Okay. We, in other words, our big problem is that we're in the flesh and we're loving ourselves.
Well, I sit there and say, so he said, I don't love myself that much. How am I going to love them?
Okay. You need to know how much God loves you.
Oh, okay.
All right. When you're loved by God, you will overflow with love to others.
Oh,
all right. If you could think of it with money, for example, if you, for whatever reason, whether you're working hard or you come into more money than you need to live on, you have an overflowing. I mean, you can go hoard it, right? You have an overflowing to be able to share with others. It overflows out of you. When it talks about love your neighbor as yourself, okay, because we naturally love ourselves. All of us do. I do. I mean, it comes down to me and you, and one of us is going to suffer. I'm going to go, I don't want this pain, dude. You go do that hard job, you know? You know, naturally, I'm always going to love myself. I'm always going to say, what's best for Rick? It's just natural. It's our human nature. It's everything. It's our flesh. to take care of ourselves. And so I believe what that scripture is saying is just as you would take care of yourself, do what's best for that other person. You're always looking out what's best for you. In the same way you're always looking out what's best for you, look out what's best for them. Yeah. Well, we know what love is. Love is doing what's best for the, agape love is doing what's best for the other person, no matter how you feel. It's doing what's best for the other person. So, we walk on this foundation. And the foundation is we're here to love God and love others. We take care of ourselves. We do those things as necessary to do those things. But when you wake up in the morning, when you're going throughout the day, and you say, what's your purpose here? And sometimes you could feel purposelessness because you say, well, what do I have in life? You know, I don't have a job, and I don't have this, and I don't have my family together. And you can think of all the things you don't have. You can do that and get real depressed about it, okay, if you want to go there. Think of all the things you don't have. But what you have is you have your call. You're called children of God. Okay? So you have a label given to you by the King of the Universe, and you're children of the King of the Universe, and you've been given a purpose to love God and love others. And I'm telling you, the people out there that have the things that most of us wish we could have in life, like I say, health and prosperity and all the different things, say it would be nice to have all that stuff. They don't have their purpose. I don't mean none of them, but they're so caught up in the world and in their things that they've lost sight. They've lost sight of their purpose. They've lost sight of the reason they're here. And the reason you're here is to love God and love others. That is your whole purpose. And when you get that ingrained where that is what you wake up in the morning to do, that's what you go through the day to do as you're going throughout the day, is to serve others. When you make a nice meal for people, you take all that time, all those hours, to say, I want to bless others with this good food. So it's important. You meet up with people, smile. You know, if you have God's joy and God's love in you, it should be overflowing out of you. At least let it flow out with a smile. It brightens up people's day.